Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Thursday. My buddy Donnie says, check your weed maps for Northeast Oklahoma. My hometown of 15,000 has several dispensaries.
Told you.
Nice.
That was a story I saw.
I don't know if that's just medical.
Whatever. We got nothing. Right. It's a weed shop. There's medical in Pennsylvania, and you say you got a sore back, you get a card. You know, it's like the old days in California.
What's the license cost you?
Don't know.
It's worth it.
I know there's a weed shop right outside of my hometown.
Because I know in Arizona.
My buddy who's listening right now, who has cancer, been fighting it for years, gets it all the time.
It may have gone down.
And it helps him.
It was several hundred dollars. Yeah. To get the license to purchase medical weed.
Well, you're probably going to make some money.
In Arizona. Yeah. I don't know what it was in California before they went recreational.
But we got nothing.
I don't think it was that
much. We got nothing.
Craig, you ever check the weed maps?
No. Because here's one of the things. I have the weed map in my head that says there's nothing within a few miles.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's what I get. When I fire up the weed map here, it only, the surrounding area.
Right.
And there's obviously nothing in the surrounding area.
Surrounding areas.
And for whatever reason, I can't dial up Colorado. I got to be in the area.
Right. You got to be in Colorado. You are geofenced.
Oh, they can't right. They can't just say, hey, you got 8 hours, you can drive somewhere, and here's weed for
no,
you?
No. Craig's got the right term. You are geofenced. You have to be in the geographical area of those dispensaries in order for the app to show up and tell you where the weed shops are.
Otherwise, just big box pops up and says, you're SOL, man.
Right. Nothing. Call your guy.
Find a guy.
There it is. Turn it on.
Scanning for Mexicans. We've got a Mexican.
Oh, white guys sell you weed too, for that matter.
Or black guys, or
black
yellow
guys.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Everybody likes pot.
Or girls.
Young guys, old guys.
Yeah. Not here, though.
No, it's illegal.
You got to vote in this douchebag.
No, because we got a governor who likes to read Reefer Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Looks at that as a documentary.
Right.
And fake memes that have been going around.
No, and we also have an old coach that tells
and
people live by his word.
We love to listen to 90-year-old teetotalers.
It is
in
a future. It is a future of the state. 90-year-old teetotalers. Exactly. It is the future of the state. The young people always bring it up to me all the time.
Before they move?
Right.
Yes.
As they're leaving the state, on the way out.
As their brain drain happens, right. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that kids don't move to Colorado because necessarily just because there's legal weed. It's a progressive mindset.
Yeah.
You send the message out to the rest of the country that, we have kind of a progressive mindset here. We have a live and let live attitude, so... That sounds attractive to a lot of people, so they move there.
Well, it also sounds a lot attractive to a lot of businesses.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, create jobs.
Corporations, right?
For those young people.
Not just Colorado, too. A lot of states like that
so they can
are more progressive than where we live.
Go there and make money and then buy weed legally.
It is claimed that President-elect Joe Biden broke his foot while playing with his dog.
Remember we always saw those pictures of Trump in the yard playing with his dog?
No,
he didn't do dick.
Apparently, that's horse hockey.
Oh, really?
What happened?
President-elect Joe Biden was secretly arrested.
Oh.
And his walking boot is camouflaged for an ankle monitoring device.
Oh, my God.
So Biden will not be sworn in.
Oh, my God. Where'd this one?
All right.
This is probably coming from an actual source, right?
I knew something was up.
They were talking about...
It seems the same thing was said about Hillary and John McCain when injuries they sustained in 2017 required walking boots.
Okay.
Oh, so
one tweet read, amazing how common right ankle injuries are with these criminals.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be exhausting.
So they go to the same playbook.
To be an idiot, you mean?
Yeah, they go to the same playbook all the time.
Well, it's the same right ankle injury.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
Come on now. That you think that's Craig's, a coincidence?
Craig's got something here.
Yeah.
Well, it's QAnon.
Oh, it is QAnon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that
one of the top claims is that prominent Democratic leaders are soon going to be arrested. They refer to this as the storm. Followers also said that McCain didn't really die of brain cancer, but killed himself instead of being tried by a secret military tribunal.
Of lizards.
That one makes sense.
There's
Yeah, that one you can buy. That's the truth.
Well, there's a...
That's what people are believing there.
I saw a journalist talk about this yesterday, and he had a good point for our regular Republicans to listen to our program. Unless they start speaking up, the fringe QAnons, they're getting in office.
Yeah.
With the R beside them. And if they start taking over your party, it's done completely. Because most of us, by far... are not QAnon nut jobs. So you have to start taking your party back from the QAnon nut jobs. And by that, you have to dismiss this stuff verbally, out loud.
Do they?
Well, they have to. Do they? They don't. No, they don't. No, God, no, they don't.
They don't have to.
No, they do, Todd, because that means your party will shrink smaller than it already is.
No, as long as the attitude is out there that, I can't vote for, I can't vote for, I'll just vote
that's
for.
That's how we get rickets, right?
I'll have to vote for the QAnon guy because he's not a Democrat.
That's a
There's
point.
Still that mindset that's out true. There, so I would worry about that.
Well, Trump's gone. That's all that matters to me.
Okay, according to Eric, they put medical card shops across from the dispensaries in the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So... You get your card, you walk across the street, and you can get your marijuana hat.
You know what that means?
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight! Woo!
Boomer Sooner.
I love the episode of Entourage where Johnny Drama just wanted to get his medical card because he wanted to buy a hat at a weed shop.
That was a great
He didn't necessarily want to buy weed. He just wanted the trucker hat.
But even that seems quaint because fact is now it's legal everywhere, most places. Oh, good for Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm curious how much that thing costs.
The hat?
The license.
Or the license.
Whatever, they got it.
Well, apparently.
Craig, you have enough.
It's an option.
Yeah, it's an option. And Nick's right about that. Because medical is going to pass here before. Recreational might just be national before we ever pass a medical here.
Iowa okay in it.
Yeah, that would be great.
$100.
That'd be great.
I'd even be fine with that.
Yep.
$100 in Oklahoma?
That's what it looks like. To renew your marijuana license, it's $100.
Plus, you got to include the doctor visit because the doctor's got to sign the card.
Right.
So you probably get it for, $200?
Yeah.
Nah, forget it. I'll just continue going to that alley.
You would do that in a heartbeat. You would do that in a heartbeat if there's medical marijuana here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, said the guys who don't smoke weed.
Right.
Once again, you guys always poo-poo legal weed when legal weed happens.
We just get mad.
Well, actually, no, not Nick.
That the
Nick,
wheels.
Nick's on
it
our
does
side.
Suck. Right.
Nick's on our side.
Right. That the wheels get stopped.
Yeah, but that's anything that's government done. Yeah. The wheels move slowly.
No,
yeah,
they do.
When Colorado did it, they voted it in November. In January, the dispensaries were up and running.
Well, why weren't they up and running on November 2nd?
That's right. I was bitching then.
You know?
Well, a lot of laws don't get into place.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'll give them a couple of months. But in South Dakota's case, it's going to be a year and a half before they start firing up recreational dispensaries.
All right.
Well, it's 6 months before the law even goes into effect.
Right.
So that's the way the law was written.
Yeah, that's it.
No, but that's what Republican prick governors and Republican prick legislators do in states like that. They throw up as many roadblocks as possible when it just should be easy.
That's what they did with
Medicaid. Just clear the path.
At least they're trying to pass.
Yeah, we get nothing here.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm all for South Dakota legalizing it. There are going to be a lot of people driving up there when it's legal.
They have, and the citizens want that.
Yeah.
But their prick legislators don't.
Right. The oceans and the mountains make it worth it, though. I mean, there's stuff to do.
Good point, Nick.
Well, point.
Okay. Greg is the judge on that.
During an interview with Peyton Manning, Marshawn Lynch says that his superstition, some may call it a ritual, was that he would do about a shot and a half of Hennessy in the locker room before the NFL game.
Why not? Nothing illegal about that.
Yeah, it's not really a performance enhancer, though.
Well, for that guy it is.
Yeah, but a shot and a half.
That's nothing.
Is that going to affect your performance?
Nope.
No. I don't know.
That's just in the least?
It's no. Literally just a little pregaming.
Right.
It's not going to enhance
exactly.
It. Let's put it
that
way.
The definition of pregaming.
Maybe it jacks him up right away. Probably does. I mean, he gets rid of it right away with the running around. But yeah, he's not getting drunk.
For him, this particular
it's a ritual.
Yeah. Puts him into his mindset. Right. This ritual happens to be a shot and a half of Hennessy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Are you going to tell Marshawn Lynch don't do that?
I'm not going to tell Marshawn Lynch not to do anything.
And I don't think any of his coaches did either. He's a good ball player.
Well, they said, you know, don't run it in for the touchdown in the Super Bowl. But.
Right. Well, that one.
Yeah.
That wasn't him. They didn't call that.
Right, they didn't call
his
number
call the play, man.
On that play.
Yeah, the coaches said, don't do that.
Yeah. All right. Hang on a second here. We got Derek with some more Oklahoma weed information.
Toklahoma. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah. No, man, I lived in Oklahoma for, you know, the last 11 years. Just moved up here because all the there's no work in Oklahoma right now. But
got it.
Anyway, man, I went to a they'd have big drives every week, every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in and you sit with 30, 40 other people.
Mm-hmm.
They fill out all the paperwork for you. You go see the doctor, the prescribing doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like my symptoms was mild anxiety and sleep. You know, I'd have problems sleeping.
Check, check.
And she's like, okay. Yeah. And,
well, they want people, they got to hand those cards out because they want people to buy stuff. That's how the economy works.
And how much was the doctor visit?
Exactly.
Where'd the doctor
visit? Whole
thing,
they do all the paperwork for you. They pay the state fee. Your doctor visit, the whole thing was $225.
Okay. There you go. Cool. Good for you, man.
And there's ample medical dispensaries?
Like
across the state?
Oh, my God.
Every other door has got to be for Todd. Every other door.
I lived in a super small town in Oklahoma. It was Enid, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a town of 50,000 people. And I think there's 17 dispensaries in Enid.
Wow.
Now, I want to ask you this, because Oklahoma is a very, very red state. Obviously, Republican governor. They realize it's going to make money and it's no big deal, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
You know, it's like you guys were talking about earlier, they had it classified with cocaine and heroin and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we know, by the way,
we all know better.
We know one of those better for sure.
I'm also curious they always say Oklahoma is the reddest state in the country,
it is.
I'm curious about
it. Is
Oklahoma City is a major metropolitan area? It's a big market,
and major
metropolitan areas tend to go a little purple. Is Oklahoma City all red? Or are there factions of blue and purple around
there? It's a good mix. It's a good mix. You know, it's kind of like here in Omaha. Yeah, we've got some right wing nuts and we've got some left wing nuts here in Omaha. It's the same. It's the same in every big city. To be honest, it is.
Yeah. It's probably a purple city. I'm sure it is. But the rest of the state's really red. Really, really red. And they passed medical marijuana and they get it done. And there's plenty of places open to get by.
Well,
but our governor actually has a little bit of common sense. I mean, I know he backs Donald Trump and this, that, and the other. You know, I mean, he's smart dumb, I guess, whatever you want to call him.
But we have a dumb one, right? Yeah.
You have a dumb one. Dumb.
But I think because
What are you doing now? What are you doing now for your medical? Did you have to find a guy once you got up here?
Well, the thing is even though I have an Oklahoma medical marijuana card, Nebraska does not honor that. Period. I cannot transport marijuana back to here. Nothing. Like, even if I want to go to Oklahoma and buy me an ounce to bring it back here to smoke it, I can still be federally charged.
Right.
Sure.
They will still haul my ass to jail the whole bit.
Right. Okay, so, but you would, that would suck. That would suck, yeah. So you just go down there, you drive back down and smoke it there?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, man. Thanks for the information. That's very good. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Y'all have a good day.
You too, man. Take care.
See, I think Oklahoma has its reddest state in the nation title revoked.
I think so, too.
If they have the medical weed, because we don't have it. Yeah. Therefore, I think we're Maybe Utah.
When it comes to weed.
The reddest right. state in the country.
When it comes to weed.
I'm still agree. Laughing at him calling a town of 45, 50,000 a super small town.
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah, trust me, that's not a small town.
No. Oh, you said Enid? Was that big?
Yeah, he said, okay. I'm from a super small town, Enid. You know, 45,000, 50,000.
No, a real small town is less than 5,000. Yeah. I would,
in North Dakota, that's a major metropolitan area.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, the town I grew up in didn't have 17 businesses total, let alone 17 dispensaries.
Sounds like they need a weed shop.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
Well, Iowa doesn't. All right. That was good information.
$225 is reasonable.
Yeah, you're going to spend that anyway on everyday life, drinking, whatever.
Well,
that's like four Tyson fights.
And still a fraction of what it would cost to have get caught with weed and not have it.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I'm totally with you on that.
Yeah, only four towns in North Dakota have 50,000 people or more.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you got out, Todd.
That's one of the reasons.
One of the reasons.
The brain drain left.
Where'd Todd go?
All my buddies got out, too.
He left a kid back there, but he left his brain.
Oh, he got out, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ice melt in Norway is revealing ancient artifacts used by reindeer hunters from thousands of years ago.
They killed Rudolph.
What did they use to hunt the reindeer?
Hatton. Sharp stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the upside to climate change.
There you go.
This ice patch has melted over 70% in the last 20 years, which has uncovered arrows, reindeer antlers, even an old leather boot. They say the artifacts date back from the Stone Age all the way back to the medieval period.
And the leather boot held up?
It was frozen.
Was that boot, too, used to cover up an ankle monitor?
No word on that. They say that while the global warming-driven ice melt is unfortunate, the frozen artifacts can teach us about ancient hunting practices.
Was there reindeer skeletons?
Yeah. Well.
Were they running over
reindeer
anybody?
Reindeer antlers.
Did the reindeer run over anybody?
Reindeer antlers.
Some rats.
Well,
now the goose is on the table.
Exactly.
Nice rack. Did they get to eat the racks and mount them on the wall?
You don't eat racks and then mount them.
You liquor.
Nothing you eat, but you then
rack.
Mount.
Like the liquor rack once in a while. Tweak one.
Although, nothing you eat do you then mount, but George Clooney says he has taught his 3-year-old twins a practical joke. And, you know, he is well known as a practical joker.
Yes, he is.
He's taught his 3-year-old twins a practical joke. They will apparently smear Nutella in their diapers and then walk in the room saying that they had messed them and then start to eat it.
Really?
Trump does the same thing.
What's in your pants?
Big, massive dumps.
Trump does.
No.
Those kids are going to get confused, though.
Oh, yeah, they're going to eat turds.
Yeah, somebody. One of those kids is going to figure out that they can do it themselves with their own and hand it to their buddy, their twin.
Did you see he finally confirmed that old story about the bags full of cash?
Oh, yeah, he does do that. He did do that. A couple times he does that.
That had always been out there, but yeah. I guess recently he finally confirmed, I did that. Yep. 14 people. But million guys, dollars in cash.
Friends he met when he first moved to L.A., and they're all still his buds.
People that helped him get to where he was at.
Well, just fellow actor friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard Kind's one of them.
Do you think Clooney's kids are going to think he's lame when they get older?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are.
He's just their dad.
I don't know, man.
So apparently he had to show up at the cash.
I'm George Clooney.
At the cash place in an old plumber's van or something like that.
Right.
Because he was getting $14 million in cash.
Yeah. He knocked at the guy's doors. One time he gathered them all together.
Gathered them all together, just a duffel bag to each one of them, said, here, there's your $1 million, thanks.
We talked about this story at the time.
And he paid the taxes.
The cash place. Wow. Do you mean a bank?
It wasn't a bank. It was an actual cat. No. It's the place where the banks get their cash.
Okay. Right?
So, no. I guess you could call it a bank, and they may call it a bank.
I thought maybe it was a payday loan place.
They may call it a bank.
Had $14 million.
I think the question would be, if I ever got a chance to interview George Clooney, would be, you had 14 best buds since you moved to L.A. There had to be a guy that's 15.
Yeah. Who was that guy?
Yeah, because you don't know. You don't know. I mean, if somebody asked me if I had $10 million that I was going to give away to my buds, 10 guys, there's an 11th and 12th and 13th guy in there. Yeah. And there is.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. You have to cut it somewhere.
Somebody's pissed.
He's not saying anything because it's one of us.
No. You might be in there.
Tiny village.
You have to draw the line somewhere.
You're right.
We just take that guy out to lunch or just never talk to him again.
I don't know. I think it's that guy who's going to wonder why he wasn't. Say he's just, because first of all, if there are 10 actor buddies and buddies you grew up with, when he moved to L.A. in the 80s, and they're all probably about the similar ages now in their late 50s. There had to be another guy that still hangs out with them that is one of those group, but not in the 14.
Well, that'd probably have to be a collective, conversation at the bag drop. Look, don't say anything to Steve about this.
Well they all know.
Words
out. Know.
The whole world knows.
Yeah. Well, he probably wasn't giving the money to his friends that had money.
No, that's not true.
He wasn't sitting a bag in front of Matt Damon, like, here's $1 million.
That's a good point, too, but that's a good point.
There were some famous people involved in that,
Richard Kind is one of them. Richard Kind, of all people, is one of his best friends.
Okay, if you had that kind of money and you were being that kind
of generous. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars, I would be
and
that generous.
And this is before the big space movie. Yeah. That he got a lot of money from.
Yeah, but he also has alcohol companies.
But it was before that.
Make a list of 15 of your friends. Could you do that? A top 15?
No.
Oh, would it come?
I don't think I'd have 15.
Well, first of all,
I don't think I do either.
I have a couple of friends that are well off, but not rich by any means. So.
No, but these are the top 15. These are your top 15 friends.
No, I do. I'd have that. It'd be more mainly back east than you guys. That'd be about it.
If I put a list of 15 together, by the time I got to the end of the list, I'd call people. They'd be like, hey, man, it's been a while. Yeah, it has.
Oh, yeah. So Clooney's never said, but apparently there are some educated guesses out there. And along with Richard Kind, Katie Seagal,
right.
Steve Lukather from Toto.
Right.
There's a few other, Miguel Ferrer.
All these guys got money.
Sure. Yeah, there's a few other.
They don't have Clooney money, but they got money.
No,
Miguel
yeah.
Ferrer is his cousin.
Yeah, right. But there's other people on the list that are notable people.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
There's also a guy on the list who's number 16, and he gets zero.
15.
You get dick. All right. I have to include you guys. It'd be kind of embarrassing in here every day, you know?
It'd be awkward.
It'd be awkward.
That'd be a little weird.
And if we weren't on the list, I would make sure that it was awkward. daily.
Oh, no, can't help you there.
Well, once again, if I had that kind of money to get away, I wouldn't be setting my alarm.
Exactly.
You wouldn't see me here anyway. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.